Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. The glow of my candlelight sparkles in their eyes, sparkles in their hearts, sparkles in their lives. Children all over the world expect to see Mr. Candle sitting on their bedside table or sitting next to their bedside and thinking about what's going on in the wonderful world that they live in. Well, now, I was visiting a number of children the other night, and they were just having a great old time. And they were discussing, "I want more now." They were saying to each other, "I want more now, I want more now, I want everything now, 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 now." And they were saying these things, and the leader of the gang was Mark. And Mark was saying, "Yeah, I want more now. Now is the time. Now I want everything." And Susan said, "How come you want everything, Mark?" And Mark said, "Because that's who I am. Whatever I think about, that's what I want. I want that in my life." And Paul spoke up and said, "Well, Dad, if you want everything now, then you can have everything now." Paul's always calling everybody Dad. And Faith said, "Hey, what about me? I'd like a few things now, too. I'd like to have more happiness in my life. I'd like to have more abundance in my life. I'd like to have all that good stuff." And Leslie said, "Well, you got it right now, Faith, don't you know? You're perfect. You're wonderful. You're fantastic." Well, the children were discussing this back and forth. And they were saying how they wanted more right now. And they wanted to experience all that life was right now and experience it in their happy time right now. And Mark says, "You know, I got lots of ideas in me, and I want my ideas to express, and I want them to express now. I don't want them to express later when I don't even know what later is, and I don't want them to express when I'm before. I want to express right now, right this second, right this minute, right now." And all the kids said, "Hey, what about us? Can we have it right now, too?" And Mark says, "Yes, you can. All you have to do is just claim it." "Claim it? What does that mean?" Leslie was always interested in more details. "Well, to claim it means that you say, I have what I am right now. I am brilliant now. I'm not brilliant later, or I'd like to be more brilliant, or go to school and stuff to be brilliant. I'm brilliant right now. Any thought I think about, I bring about in my world right now, right now, right now, right now." And all the kids said, "I like that idea. I think that's a great idea." And they were sitting on the bed, and they looked over at me. And here I was, the candle glowing away on the table, and they looked over at me. And they looked at me with sort of a pensive eye, saying, "Mr. Candle, how can we have everything and be everything right now?" Well, now, I don't usually go around giving answers. I go around probing them to make them think about it. And I did that now, too. And I said, "All right, guys, you want everything right now. How good is your imagination?" "Oh, very good," Mark said. "I got imagination that you just wouldn't believe." I said, "Well, I don't have to believe it, but do you? Do you believe your imagination is real and true right now?" "Sure, sure. I dream about making airplanes, and I design airplanes, and then I model them, and I have them." "Well, that's great. Now, what about you, Faith? What do you dream about?" "Oh, I dream about music. I love music. And I love music, and I play it on my piano, and I'm not very good yet, but I'm just having lots of fun. Mommy's teaching me all the time how to play the piano and how to be good." "And Paul, what do you do?" "Well, I'm a welder. Oh, I like welding. I don't know much about it yet, but Mark's been telling me about welding and how he does it when he's making things." "And Leslie, what do you do?" "Well, I like to make quilts. I like to make all sorts of stuff like that." "Susan, what do you do?" "Me? I just am a lover. I love everybody and everything, and I think the world is just a wonderful place. I think that this, I live in a wonderful place, in a wonderful place. I live right now as a lover." "Well, That sounds very good. You guys got a lot of imagination. You got a lot of creative thought going through your mind. You're beautiful. But, Mr. Kendall, I want more now. Mark was insistent. He says, come on now, Mr. Kendall, can you tell us how I can have more right now? And so I said, well, I tell you, boys and girls, if you will think about anything long enough and strong enough, you'll have it. Now, that just comes with time. That just comes. I want it now. I know. But if you just think about it long enough and strong enough, it'll come. But I want it now, Susan said. I am not interested in long enough and strong enough. I want it right now. All right, children. All right. Sometimes Mr. Kendall gets challenged. All right, now, think about this. If you are able to say to your dog, sit, and your dog sits, then you have it now. But if you say to your dog, sit, come on, sit down, oh, come on, sit down, sit down, and then you push his hind end down, say, sit down, well, you don't have it now. But when you train your dog will sit when you say, sit, with affirmative statement, come. And with affirmative statement, the dog will do that. Well, now your thoughts are just like your dog. And when you have an affirmative statement about your thought, what's an affirmative statement, Mr. Kendall? Affirmative statement is a statement that says, it is done now. Oh, I like that. That's right. I figured you would. Okay, now, when you make an affirmative statement, and you stand behind that statement as it's done right now, then it's done. You say, I like me. Well, now, you right away start thinking of times you didn't like yourself, and you start thinking of times when you were unhappy, and when your mommy gave you a spanking, and when you didn't behave, and then, I like me, I like me, I like me. You keep saying, I like me, I like. Then you begin thinking about all the good things. You think about all the times that you were in perfect harmony with your family, when you were in perfect harmony with your body, when you lived in a healthy body. I've got a healthy body all the time, the children shouted out almost in unison. Yes, I know that. I know that. Now, when you say, I have a healthy body, and you say that all of your life, then you will have that. Anytime you say, I have not a healthy body, then you are making a statement, dog, don't sit down, when you want the dog to sit down. Now, who would say, dog, don't sit down, when you want the dog to sit down? Only a silly kid. So, you learn to say, I like me. Dog, sit down. You make an affirmative statement, and it is done. But I want more now, Mr. Kendall. I want more now. You can have more when you learn the principle. You say, sit, to your dog, and you expect your dog to sit, and your dog sits. You say, I have all that I choose right now. Right now, and you have all that you choose right now because you have expected it, you put the cause in motion, and you got it. Oh, Mr. Kendall, that's too easy. Ho, ho, ho. You try again. All right. Do you have a swimming pool in your backyard? No. Would you like a swimming pool in your backyard? Yes. Then speak your word. I have a swimming pool in my backyard. Well, Mr. Kendall, it's not there. Well, that's because you haven't trained your dog to sit down when you say sit. Now, you say, I have a swimming pool in my backyard. Well, Mr. Kendall, I don't have a swimming pool, but that's right because you have no imagination. You have no thinking about a swimming pool in your backyard. I remember a friend in Minneapolis. They wanted a swimming pool. And it gets cold in Minneapolis. My goodness, it gets cold up there. And so they said, all right, let's have a pool in the house. Well, where are you going to have the pool in the house? Well, we'll build a special room for it. We'll build a special room, stick it out on the edge of the house, and have the pool inside, and have skylights up above so we get the daylight in there. Heat the room, heat the pool, and it's wonderful. And they did. Ho, ho, ho. I often swam in their lovely indoor pool. It was great. And they had 7 kids, and those kids just loved that pool. And that pool was used all the time. And that pool was visualized by those 7 kids. And zang, boom, they built it. But they had money. Not a matter of having money. It's a matter of having the idea Do you want the pool? Do you want your dream? Do you want your dog to sit down? Then you say, sit. And you expect him to sit. And you expect him to sit. And you expect him to sit. And he sits. Not meanly, shut down. Be angry. But just sit. Hey, that's my command. You say to your friend, may I have a pencil, please? And your friend says, well, certainly, I've got two or three of them. Have one. And keep it if you like. And you didn't know you were going to be able to keep the pencil. You just wanted to borrow it for a little while. And you see, the moment you put the cause in motion, things start coming your way. That's the principle. Oh, Mr. Candle, you make these things sound so easy. Well, boys and girls, it is easy. Just watch Mark as he starts thinking of ideas. His mind is filled with illumination. Watch Paul. Paul says, I think that's great. And Faith, she says, I play a few notes on the piano, and everybody says, hey, you're learning. And I keep playing, and pretty soon I know. And Leslie says, I make one little patch at a time, and I make that into quilts, and I make beautiful quilts, and I just love it. It's so much fun. And Susan said, well, you know, I thoroughly enjoy my life, because my life is filled with love and happiness and goodness. Everybody loves me, and I love everybody. And I live in a good world. Now, I want more now. Okay, claim it, name it, experience it, and enjoy it now. Because you start out saying, sit, and your dog sits. You say, oh, I wish you'd sit. Oh, come on, please sit. And you don't even know what you're expecting. But when you say, sit, and be very affirmative, very positive, very loving, very gentle, very definite, it is done. And just as a dog will sit, just as a swimming pool will be in the backyard, in the house, just as every desire of your heart is waiting for you to claim it and bring it forth, so it is. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so wonderful. I'm so glad you came to visit us. Well, I am too, boys and girls. But now, Mr. Sandman is coming through the door there, and he's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you guys. So it's bedtime, so climb in your beds and say, Mommy, Daddy, come on in here and give me a hug and a kiss and snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. And Mommy and Daddy come in the room and say, wow, you kids are wonderful. You are so beautiful. I am so happy. And they're getting more and more by their being affirmative in their statements of truth about you. Wow, what neat parents. Wow, what neat friends I have. Wow, I like me. Boys and girls, it's time for me to go now. So, I'll see you again. You have good dreams with the pixie dust. Mr. Sandman is sprinkling all over you now. And I'll be back another time. And when I do, just remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.